One apartment will work.
Hi, is Carl there?
No, he's not.
Okay. Do you have an, is the best email still the wpmillwork@gmail.com?
Yes, it is.
Perfect. Is there someone else there, like an office manager, CFO, controller, that helps him with the business finances? That's you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. I didn't catch your name. What was it?
Sarah, but we're fine with business capital.
Okay. Well, what we also do equipment financing. We were able to pre-approve you guys for $250,000 for both equipment financing and working capital. And basically, it was based on, I think, the capital that you guys took out last year. And so we do have different programs. It's not just a capital. Our equipment financing is like a traditional loan on a 2 to 5 year term with monthly payments. And our rates start in the single digits. So I don't know what you're looking for, but I just kind of wanted to circle back with you and see what you guys had in the pipeline where you might need some financing.
You know, we're like really, really good right now. But that's to say that if one of our machines outside, knock on wood, were to break down or something, we would probably definitely seek out some financing for new equipment.
Okay. Like, what kind of machines do you guys use?
I couldn't tell you. I know there's some of the names. I hear the names of the machines. I don't. I'm very ignorant of what goes on out there.
Okay.
But we have lots of very expensive equipment, and most of it is very, very old. Something might happen in the future.
Okay. Okay, so you guys have a lot of, like, old, expensive equipment right now, and knock on wood, it's all working now, but if something does break down, then you would probably be interested in an equipment financing program.
Exactly.
Do you know, like, just out of curiosity, like the ballpark of like some of the machines, how much they go for? Like, are they around 50, 100, 250?
I mean, all together, it's a few hundred thousand. They're about 35, 45 a pop.
Okay, so 35, 45 a piece. Okay, that's, yeah, we could definitely help you out with that if something does happen.
Like, our forklift is 20, 30 years old, and that just broke down, and
did you guys get it repaired, or are you guys buying a new one?
Well, we're getting it repaired, but at first we were considering getting a used one for like 10 grand or something. But instead, we're getting it fixed, but sometimes fixes.
Well, you know, we also do finance. We finance new, used, and private party purchases, and we have no down payment. So, I don't, like, if it makes financial sense to repair it, that's awesome. But if it makes more sense to buy a new one and get it financed for really cheap and have a low monthly payment, and then something that won't break down again, definitely that should be something you guys consider.
Well, you've got our correct email, so go ahead and send over any information you got, and I'll keep it. And if anything happens, the first person I get in contact with, all right?
Awesome. I really appreciate that. Just out of curiosity, how are your sales this year? Are you guys doing pretty good?
Yeah.
Awesome. Just want to make sure.
I said we need no capital. We're doing great.
Okay, awesome. And then I'm just like, are you guys growing at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
A little bit.
But we don't want to, we want to just keep things the way they are, so what we're mostly doing is just turning down work.
Oh, you guys are turning down work?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just because you guys don't have, like, enough personnel or resources, or you just want to stay at the size that you are now?
It's hard to find good people.
Oh, yeah. It is hard to find good, like, qualified people.
Everyone thinks that they need a college degree to have a job, and that's so not true. Some people need janitors, and some people need to build cabinets.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's true. And then there's, like, less jobs available because everyone's kind of, like, trying to reach for something else.
We finally found a great kid to hire. Real young, he has no college debt, and he's about to be making like 50K a year over here. So that's so much better than my friends with like $100,000 worth of debt who can hardly find a job out of college.
Yeah, and they're lucky if they make like 25 or 30.
Right.
You guys like advertise at that at all? Because I bet if you put it on like Craigslist, ZipRecruiter,
We
all
do,
those.
but no one wants to work that hard.
What is it that you guys like? That they would have to do exactly? Because I'm on your website, but I'm not sure what millwork even means.
Right. So we mostly build like cabinets, cabinetry, really nice, like reception desks. We did the reception desk for Visit Orlando. And
yeah, I see that on the site, and it's so pretty.
We do a lot of stuff that other people can't figure out how to do. We've done some beautiful wood walls in the past year. We do a lot of stuff with barn doors.
Yeah, your aesthetic is really, like, really nice and, like, modern and clean. I'm looking at the gallery
the
right now.
That we choose to work for.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so you guys do, like, I'm looking at one where it's, like, a kitchen, I think. So did you guys do, like, the cabinets in the kitchen?
Right. So we would have done the cabinets, the countertop.
Yeah, the countertop's cool.
Shelving.
It's like a slab almost.
We do, like, the floating shelves, the slat walls. We just built someone a gorgeous entertainment center for her home. Like, we don't normally do stuff for people, but it's one of the people we do work for, so it's like a favor. It is one of the prettiest things I've ever seen. It's
That's awesome. So are you guys mainly like business to business then?
We do commercial, yeah.
Okay, commercial. And what are like the typical payment terms you guys extend to your customers?
I shouldn't even be giving you all this information, but whatever. normally, it's pay when paid, so, like, our big contractor will, like, what happens is we spend a crap ton of money on a job and then hopefully get paid.
Oh.
If the job's $60,000, we're probably spending 20 to 50 on labor and materials and this and that and the other, and then maybe a month or two after we finish the job, which means about 3 or 4 months after we've bought all the materials and we've been out of this $50,000, we'll finally get paid.
Oh, my gosh. Do you guys run into cash flow problems during that process? Because if something takes 3 to 4 months and you've paid for everything up front,
well,
then does that prevent you from starting the next project?
It was when I first got here. My boss is terrible at budgeting, and that's when we took out the reason you have our information.
Oh, yeah.
Money that we took out, and that helped a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And now, essentially, we have enough, you know, working capital
to keep it under control.
Yeah, that we don't need anything like that ever
okay.
again. At this
Perfect.
Point. As long as nothing terrible goes wrong, you know. And
yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, how long have you guys been in the industry?
My boss has for 30 years, the owner.
So the mill, the Winter Park Millwork has been around for 30 years?
For 30 years, he's been in business by himself with different companies. This one, named Winter Park Millwork, I think was established in, like, 2000, like, I don't know. It's been a few years.
Okay.
Probably at least 10 years with this name, but he had, like, one called, like, American Cabinets or something, and...
So it's kind of like... But this is the one that's... seems like it's, like, the successful one. Like, he hit the jackpot with this one.
he had one... No, he had one years and years ago where he was... He himself personally was bringing in... just hundreds of thousands of dollars and buying himself cars and all that kind of crap.
Oh, nice.
The company was making millions upon millions.
Oh, wow.
He never wants to be that busy again.
Just wanted to kind of scale it
yeah.
back and keep things at, like, a manageable level.
Exactly.
That makes sense, especially, like, yeah, as you get older, just want
to
relax a little bit. All right, well, I mean, it sounds like things are going really good for you guys. You guys kind of have, a steady pace of jobs that you guys want to stay at. You're not really looking to expand too much, but the only thing that you might need is if you ever do run into cash flow problems. Sounds like you have that mostly under control, but if that ever happens again, we do have capital programs for you. But the big thing that we have for you is if any of that equipment breaks down, it says really expensive and old, we could definitely help you out there. And
right.
so I will I would love to stay in contact with you. I'm going to send you an email in just a few minutes here, and then probably just kind of keep in touch with you a few times throughout the year, just see how business is going, and see, you know, how things are.
All right, cool.
Awesome.
If you send me that information, I'll hold on to it.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much, Sarah. It's been really nice talking to you, actually.
All right. Have a great day. I hope everyone else is nice to you. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.